It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. New economic data from Bank of America, backup insights from Acronis, HP offers relief programs, and Zoom responds to security concerns. This is the Business of Tech. Bank of America has released its latest economic outlook. The U.S. economy is predicted to contract five times greater than any other recession since World War II, and the recovery will not start significantly until late of the third quarter or the fourth quarter. The immediate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the U.S. economy was a 7% annualized decline in first quarter economic activity. Bank of America forecasts that economic output will decline 30% in the second quarter and 1% in the third quarter. While the research report doesn't give a forecast for the fourth quarter, other reports indicate second half 2020 economic growth could surge as much as 19%. This news comes as the new unemployment numbers for last week were released, with more than 6.6 million Americans filing for benefits. So why do we care? I've made my recommendations already on an extended outlook, and every new data point just says that it's happening. This is months of impact, not days and weeks. If you see someone saying this will be over quickly, they aren't using data to make that prediction. Hope for the best, plan for the worst is always a sound strategy. I'm predicting rough waters. Acronis has released their data from their 2020 Cyber Protection Week survey, polling 3,000 respondents across 11 countries. I'm going to highlight just one major statistic. While 90% of organizations do run a backup, only half run backups weekly or once or twice a month. The full survey is in the show notes. Why do we care? Anytime I doubt the need for service companies in the IT space, I find data like this. Companies need professional help, and while that help may change, they certainly are going to need it for the foreseeable future. HP has announced their COVID-19 relief initiatives. HP Integrated Financial Solutions is offering programs such as deferred or reduced payments until 2021, short-term rentals, and cash infusions for customer-owned HP devices via a sale-leaseback program. Virtual training is available via HP University, and the vendor is shifting all events through October 31st to virtual engagements. Why do we care? Here's another great example of shouldering the burden with partners. Financial relief is going to be a key solution to helping business owners navigate this pandemic. Vendors, you should say you have a financial relief program if you have one. And services companies, you need to be asking for them. Also, yesterday I said to assume events this year are out. HP shows what that means. Even if an event is going on physically, will you want to spend money on the expense when cash is king? Zoom has responded to the concerns voiced about its security practices, particularly as the application has become both popular and vital in the current public health crisis. Zoom announced in a post Wednesday that the company is freezing work on new features and focusing on trust, security, and privacy for the next 30 days. The company also plans a transparency report to share the number of requests from law enforcement and governments, and will hold a weekly webinar to discuss updates. The New York Times revealed that LinkedIn Sales Navigator allowed for the revelation of private information in some cases, and Zoom has removed the feature on their platform. So why do we care? It's good to see Zoom pivot and respond, and their actions have been in line with requests from the security community. They are certainly growing faster than they expected. This is good knowledge to have to respond to customers' concerns, and additionally, a good example of responding to a crisis. Address it, lay out a plan, and then set milestones for communications. Good lessons. Today's episode is brought to you by DNS Filter. With remote security top of mind, DNS Filter lets you block unknown and harmful sites from anywhere. Because it's DNS, users rave that it's the easiest security product to set up. Having started as a service provider, their goal is to be the easiest deployment for MSPs. DNS Perf recently rated DNS Filter the fastest DNS in North America. Check them out at dnsfilter.com/MSP radio for a special extended trial offer. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Still looking for those stories on vendor engagements and programs? You can send those to me at dave@mspradio.com. If you want to support the show, follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/MSP radio, and you can support the show with our Give What You Want model. Anyone who supports the show gets the best deal in consulting, where we'll answer your question in a private video response. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.